Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we're headed to the southeast community of Craig on Prince of Wales Island.
My name is Victoria Merritt. I'm the Recreation Department for the City of Craig on Prince of Wales Island. Craig was originally a fishing village. It was a series of islands connected now by causeway to Prince of Wales Island, which is the third largest island in North America. It's the retail center of the island of Prince of Wales. It's very affected by the weather and fishing, and it's beautiful, but it rains about 12 to 14 feet a year here. A lot of that rain comes right straight at you in the wind, so it's windy and rainy, but when the sun is out, it's absolutely beautiful, and you'd learn to like the beautiful grays and greens as well. We have several fish processing plants here, and we have the Forest Service. Most of the timber from the Tongass comes from Prince of Wales, so logging is sort of in the waning days, but we're still a very strong fishing village. We have the Forest Service here as well. There's a lot of strong tourism in the summer. We have the hardware store, we have a grocery store. There's also one in Klawock, which is just 6 miles away. But we have, the clothing stores and two banks. If you need stuff, this is where you come. We have bazaars coming up. There's one in Thorn Bay, and then we have two in Craig. So those are art and craft bazaars. The schools are all giving their holiday concerts coming up shortly, and then we have a concert for we have a thrift store here that helps families in need with food and emergency resources, and we have a huge concert that we do every year in December, so people are starting to practice and get ready for that. Never a dull moment. We have open gym volleyball. We have roller skating for the kids. There's lots to do, don't you? If you say there's nothing to do here, I take that as a challenge.
Victoria Merritt is the recreation director in Craig. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Ellen Lockyer, Dave Waldron, and Annie Feit. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Stephanie Joyce.